Aaron David. Aaron David.
Shalom, shalom, Rebbe.
How are you? 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 Okay, so this very nice, this very important Rashi in West Chana. Now we're holding in West Chana. So Rashi West Chana says in the beginning of West Chana, it says es God b'cha zu midas tufcha. So it says a very kosher es God b'cha. So we see, Ravoba would say, from in the mirror, would see that we see Godless is Hatova. See, like Avraham Avinu was called, we say Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanura, Hagadol, Neged Avram. Avram was Chesed, says it in Sefer Yeshua, Adam, Hagadol, Banakim, Avraham Avinu. We see a Chiddush that Godless is Nimdad al pi Chesed. This is a big Kiddush. We think God of Torah is God of Torah, which is true. A valid God of Torah has to have Torah, but it also has to have Chesed. A God of Adam has to have two things. Has to have Torah, has to have Chesed. We see God Lecha, said Rashi, is Tufcha. Is not Chiddush, here the Chiddush. God Lecha, Rabob would say this, that God Lecha, how much Hatova you do is the godless. And the Kiel HaGadol, Hagel HaGadol, Zachron HaVinu is the HaGadol, Neged Yitzchak is Gibor, Yaakov is Nura, all the others are in Davening, Gadol Avram, Gibor, Yitzchak, Nura, Yaakov, so Avram is Gadol. Why is he Gadol after Chesed? We see Godless here, Chiddush Gadol. The Godless is Nimdad al pi Chesed. How much do Chesed is called Gadol? Is it the Chiddush? Chiddush, no, a big Chiddush.
Ravoba said all this.
What?
Ravoba was the one who said this part.
Ravoba said Rashi. It says Rashi in Bais Chanan. That God Lecha Midas Tufcha, we see, and Avraham Avinu is called Gadol, Hakel HaGadol Neged Avram. Avram is this the pasuk in Yeshua, and where it is Adam HaGadol Banakim is a pasuk in Yeshua. Adam HaGadol Banakim is Avraham Avinu. And with the pasuk is with the pasuk in Yeshua, Adam HaGadol Banakim is going on Avraham Avinu. It's somewhere in Yeshua. I think it's in Yeshua. There's Gadol Banakim. So you see, Avraham, it's called Gadol. We think Gadol HaTorah. We see Chiddush God of Torah have to have Godless in Torah and Chesed. Okay, not enough to know God of Torah. That's not enough. Well, it's a big Godless, but to be called a Godless, you have to have also Chesed. It's a big Kiddush in Rashi. God Lecha is
Midas Tufcha. Didn't we say that Yarbis of Losam, that Godless is putting yourself into another person's shoes?
Right, that's part of Hatova, right? It's part of Hatova. That's Hatova. Hatova is putting yourself in somebody's shoes. That's Hatova. That's the Chesed. That is Chesed. That's not doing Chesed. Doing Chesed with your leif, not stand Chesed. Doing Chesed with your heart. That's Chesed. Right. I say it's the pasuk in Yeshua. and I found it in Perk Yudalit, that Chevron, it says Perk Yudalit Pasuk Tesvav V'shem Chevron Lefanim Kesarba Adam Hakadol Be'Anokim. It says Rashi, Avinu is called Adam Hakadol Be'Anokim. Last Pasuk in Perk Yudalit in Yeshua. Right, so Avraham Avinu is Adam God by Nakim. Why is he called Nakim? Because he's a Baal Chesed. The Rashi, Yeshua, Perk, your dollar at the end says Avraham Avinu, God of Nakim.
So
see, God, this what?
We're so busy. Are we able to do the chesed just with our mishpacha, or also we need to do it for other people besides her mishpacha?
Her also.
Why not just family?
Because the whole Hakai Shah has to have chesed. Everyone, there's no one in the world that doesn't have chesed. We have to have the Hakai Shah need Bali chesed. Because there's no one in the world that doesn't have to have chesed. So everyone in the world in chesed. We should try and do it. Whoever we can take the outside of Rabbi Eisenkel. It's a big God about Torah and a big God about Chesed. God about Torah and God about Chesed. See, he was the head of the Tat all the years. I worked for the Tat, so Tat was the Avrechem Yer. So he ran the Tat all the years. Now his son took it over, Nissi. But all the years, he started the Tat. He started the Tat and ran the Tat. And the Tat and then the helps out Avrechem Yer, and which I collect for. So he was the Rosh Tat. How did they decide
who to give from the Tat?
I guess I know they know Berach Avrechem, and they know Berach Avrechem, and the mirror. And now Nussi is the Rosh Tat. I work for him. We know Berach who's needed, who's needy. Berach, not we know everything, but around. Everyone we give is needy. Everyone we give is needy. So he works for many years. He's Oisik a lot for Tat. And he did a lot of chesed, harbe chesed, not just the Tat. There's one thing. He did a lot of chesed. So we see this core chiddush. This is Rabobas point this out, that God Gadol is Avraham Avinu, and it's Rashi, Zu Minas Tovcha. Minas Tovcha. Says one Maisa, Rabbi's father, Chaim Zev, was Mashkiach in Mir Shiva, and he passed away youngish. So Ravai was going to be Mashkiach Mir. Ravai was going to be Mashkiach, because he's the son of the Mashkiach. So and Ravai was going to say Shmuzin, like his father said he said, but he said that Rav Chaim Shlevitz is more roy than him to say Shmuzin, and he insisted. Rav Chaim wanted to give it to him, the Shmuzin. He said no, I'm not saying, I'm giving it to the French Levitz, and b'schus that we have Sichas Musa. Also, Sichas Musa is b'schus that Rabbi gave a shmuzin to the French Levitz. He was Rosh Shiva, and he also said shmuzin. And b'schus that we have Sichas Musa. B'schus that Rabbi he refused to say shmuzin, and he gave a shmuzin to the French Levitz, and he heard them and wrote them and everything. That he gave the Rabbi Finkel gave the world Sichas Musa, which is a big thing, very big. The world because so far Sichas Musa is a big added to the world's the world's everything, the Musa and everything. So and that was Rabbi Kossi said, no, I'm not taking it, and Rabbi Finkel said Shmuzin for 14 years, Chafed Lam Testin, then Rabbi said Shmuzin. I haven't tested till I and A, you know, like, you know, 20 years more, 20 years, 25 years more. I mean, Rabbi got 25 years. He gave Rabbi Chaim 14 years. He got double afterwards. But he gave the whole world, Sichas Musa is a big high suffer to the world, and to us and to the world. And that was Rabbi Yitzchus. He insisted that Rabbi Chaim would say the Shmuzin in the mirror, not him. Rav Chaim said, and came unbelievable chidushim to him in Musa. Rav Chaim Shmuzin, that was b'schus Rabbi. Rabbi said, I'm not saying. Rav Chaim was much more worried for me to say, so he insisted that Rabbi say, and he gave the world a sefer Sichas Musa, which the whole world uses, and is Dana from, and Ola from. And we heard the shmuzin also. We heard the shmuzin. That was Rabbi Yitzchus. He gave the world to a sefer to Sichas Musa. That's something very marvel. Sefer marvel. That's Rabbi Yitzchus.
I mean, who called it Sichas Musa? What does that mean?
No, it's Sichas Musa. That. Rav Chaim gave in the mirror. He gave one every week, Sunday night, a sicha, which was very packed, but packed with standing room only. And then, I don't know who called that the sefer that name. I don't know, but that sefer was given to the world, Rabbi, because he refused to say and therefore Rav Chaim said, and he gave them. We all got a new sefer, Sichas Musa, sefer Nora, the Mazel, which we live in. We live on his Musa. We're living on the Musa of Chaim, and that's all the schus Abayi, because Abayi gave the schus to Chaim to say. I mean, he insisted. He said, I'm not saying. There was Shiva saying, and Mele, he said, and he gave the world a sefer Nora. Okay, so that's maybe Rashi. Then, Pepel Yoitz has something very, very chashiv here. Chashiv in we're still in Chaim. Are we behind Chaim? We're probably behind a little. No, behind Chaim. Okay.
So it says
Pepel Yoitz, a person has to be healthy. If you want to live life well and serve Hashem, be healthy. So you must watch your health. This is part of Chaim. He says here, I'll read the Sefer Tzipal Yoitz, Ha'achiyuva Ramya Akol Ish L'shmur B'yusom L'shomer Me'od Nafsho. Here, Tzipal Yoitz, Adavu Nora, part of life is to watch your health. To watch health, Chalila, they'll be sick, and they won't be able to serve Hashem. So part of B'yusom is to watch your health. Hear this, Achkadish. We're M'chuyit. Chiyuva Ramya Akol Ish L'shmur B'yusom. People eat sugar and cake and all these things, and things that are healthy, and all these inyanim are healthy. So they're not watching their health, and chalila, they may be sick and it won't be good. So that person is mechuyev to watch his health. Chiyuv. I think it's also Rambam says it, but now the Rabbi Pelayot says it. He must watch his health, be healthy, sleep healthy, and eat healthy, and do a healthy life, not like things that are not healthy. But he this Achidish. Mish Eino Nishmar. kol davar ra she de pel yoyts mischay b'nafsho. As li tein din b'cheshbon kol ibud zman chalil he'll be sick and he won't be able to learn and the mitzvahs he'll lie in bed or whatever. He'll chalila lose time of mitzvahs and learning the matura of Eretz Hashem. So achiv and to watch your health. Not do things not healthy. Not do things that aren't safe. People drive like just someone. If you drive, you're not allowed to talk on the phone. I think that's the halacha. If you, I'm not sure. I'm not on a drive, but I think that's the halacha. The chok and people do talk all the time. They're not kids. Okay, there are a lot of accidents. Lo aleinu all the time. Hashem yishmor all the time. People aren't careful in driving, which is something mavamoy, and so they're not careful. They're not the seder. People drive carefully and act carefully. No, isn't that a chiyuv gadol? What do you say, Rabbi Eliyahu? What do you say about this?
Yeah, it's a big nisayon to use the phone when driving.
And it's us and people chalila, there are accidents. Lo aleinu, kol hazman accidents. O kol hazman davarim ra'im ma'od. People and the drivers achrayus atzam ma'od driving. In the street, everything. People are walking. I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yosha. He likes to walk him. Don't go through any red lights. Even though no one's there. You stop red lights, so I stop. But Hashem should help me, right? I stop. But there, traffic, there, cars go through red lights. I know if you ever saw red lights here, Mamash red lights here. They say it's the last make it. Yeah, let me make it. Why not? Today it's not safe. All these things not to say. They're not watching their health and everyone else's health, not only their health. People's health, the whole street is totally in the cars, everything. So it's very, very, very people, right. So but the chiv is to watch your health.
Is it possible nowadays, there's so much sugar in everything we're eating, it's like very impossible to find things without sugar.
It's not true. No, I'm sorry, Rabbi Naftali. I'm sorry, I tell you. We are, me and my wife, Shlita, we have to carefully try to avoid sugar. So there are people that we're happy, health, happy, the real thing.
So what does Rabbi have? Like anything that we get, like any snacks for the kids have sugar in it.
We avoid all these things. We try to buy things without sugar. It's even ice cream without sugar. We try to avoid all these sugar things. Not healthy. The doctor told me, this big doctor who told me that I shouldn't eat any gas, Pepsi, all these things. He said it's not good for you, for me, and for you. You have to, but me also. And he's healthy, but it's not good for him. All these guesses. Okay, say it, but whatever we can, we should avoid not healthy. Try to be healthy. Yeah, we should try to be healthy. It's very, very important so we can live longer lives and learn more Torah, do more chesed, have more mitzvahs. It's a very chashuv thing. To be healthy is chashuv. This disciple told me, but see, I didn't do what he says. That's why I ended up as a Sahiba told me I should sleep eight hours a night. He told me, but I don't do that. So that's why Samela. But if you shouldn't sleep. People sleep a little bit, and then they chalila, they don't get they're not so well. They see don't sleep a lot. So you have to try rest wherever and. Wherever you need to rest, and then you'll be healthier and learn more and do more mitzvahs.
I don't know a single person. I don't know a single person that sleeps 8 hours a night.
Okay, so maybe I understand. Not eight, maybe seven. And that people say four, and they think that they're gaining. Could be they're gaining, but it's not so clear. Not so clear, okay? You have to be mishar in a oifen sechel yashar, what we need and what to be healthy with. Okay, it's needs doesn't not so simple. That simple. Okay, that simple. Okay, so it needs, you have to try whatever you can, watch your health. That says the Peryoitz. Say says, Chiyu, Ram Yaakov, Ish Fi Ish, to watch his health. Okay, Chashvi in Oskayim, Ches. It's a big kiddish. Watch your health. Don't do anything that isn't healthy. That's very chashuv thing. See how Naftali, how you feel? Are you better from the accident?
I'm getting there. Mr. Shem.
Your nose is going back well. Okay.
So it broke. It got broken in two places.
Yeah.
So they needed to wait a week for the swelling to stop.
Yeah.
And then yesterday they broke it into place again.
Really, really? Well.
Did it hurt you? Yeah, I was awake the whole time. They didn't put me to sleep.
They
numbed it, but just like the hearing the noises and knowing what they're doing to my nose, it was really very difficult. But it taught me a big lesson. I'm going to be more careful. Rebbe, it's not done yet. He said if it goes straight now in the right direction and the breathing as well, then it's good. But if not, then we'll need to do another procedure. So
it should go well. Okay,
my name
is Naftali's name.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Naftali's name?
Naftali ben Rivka. Okay, maybe just say one more second, then we'll stop. In Oschaim, we have to think in Mishnayos all the time. We can't stop book Mishnayos and stop nothing. We have to be Oisik in Machshava, HaTorah, or wherever we can. So we have to know Mishnayos, Baal Peh, and think over or say over. Kol Azman Baal Peh, he says in Peryoitz, in Oschess. Why waste time if Svok Mishpit Samazi? We have to some be Bakir and Sugar in Parshis. He says to say Shema Baal Peh. I don't know if I can do that, say Shema Baal Peh. So I'd rather say Mishnayos Baal Peh. So we have to be Sugar in Mishnayos Baal Peh, and then say Baal Peh always Mishnayos. Then we'll gain time, we'll gain Limud Torah and everything. Okay, so fine. So that's it. Maybe tomorrow we'll go again. Okay. I hope we're about the pace. Are we behind and we're chess. We should be ready further.
No, it's perfect.
Rabbi, we walk on the street, I think, and say always say Mishnayos. So I saw or say Mishnayos on the street. I think so. On the street or say Mishnayos. Okay, fine. So we'll go to Mishnah in Shabbos, Kut Mem Ches, Amid Beis. So again, so it says Mishnah.